I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Voice of the Martyrs Korea tells us that pressure is ramping up for churches in Russian-occupied eastern Ukraine. Pastor Eric Foley says partners from four Protestant churches say they were harassed by soldiers and officials last week. Churches were subjected to searches, document inspections, and later discovered equipment missing. In one case, church members were forced out of their building.
The Central Baptist Church in Mariupol, which is one of these four churches, buried two church members who were martyred back in March. This was a group of five church members in the Mariupol area who were taking care of 200 church members that were in the Central Baptist Church basement. Those five were hit by a grenade as they were doing their deliveries and caring for those 200 people.
Ask God to give these four churches endurance and wisdom. And pop quiz, what's the difference in the length between jail time and a prison sentence? Well, the average prisoner in the United States is sentenced to a little over 12 years in prison, but a stay in jail typically averages just 21 days. Crossroads Prison Ministries connects prisoners with mentors through mail-in Bible studies, but it takes too long for those in jail. John Byrne with Crossroads says that's why they've developed a shorter jail curriculum.
It's kind of a big shock for a lot of people. Jail becomes that place of rock bottom where, okay, how did I get here? I'm locked up. I can't go home. How did I get myself in this spot? So in jail, it's a very fertile ground for evangelism. What we find is that a lot of people in jail make a commitment to follow Jesus.
Pray for men and women in jail to sense their need for a Savior in Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.